Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What do you think of this? The parents of four Montgomery County children under arrest for failing to register their homeschooled children with the school district 7 years ago. How is this allowed to happen? Who should be held accountable? Fact finder Marcia Natal went and got some answers.
Is it fair to say that these four children fell through the cracks?
Well, from what I can gather, it sounds like there was education going on, so I don't know if they really slipped through the cracks. They didn't fulfill their legal responsibilities to file with the school district to be homeschooled.
Dr. Richard Hoffman, superintendent of Fonda Fultonville Schools, didn't become aware until mid-December that four children ages 8 to 14 who lived in the town of Glenn for 7 years were never registered with the district, but were being homeschooled by their parents, Richard and Margie Cressy.
How did you not know that these four kids were not being educated or schooled?
Well, school districts as a rule do not have detectives out to see who is and who isn't. We count on parents to follow the law, which is that all students between the ages of 6 and 16 need to be educated.
That's enough of this. We're going to play more of the newscast and break it down later. You know, in Germany, they arrest you for homeschooling. 2 years ago, the state of California declared in court, it later got overturned, that the state owns your children. It actually said it in the ruling, and that homeschooling was not allowed. The state believes it owns your children. The state believes it owns your children. In the land of the free, in the home of the brave, I want that to sink in to everyone, that from Illinois to California, from Connecticut to Florida, they are persecuting homeschoolers. I have seen countless news reports where CPS gets called on families, even well-to-do families. They persecute the poor even more because neighbors will see their children out playing in the backyard or front yard during their recess time as homeschoolers, and the dumbed-down public believes it's illegal and calls the police, and the CPS comes. It's all color of law. It's all fraud. I pulled up the code in New York. It's one of the more strict, unconstitutional states on homeschooling, but still, it is a civil matter. And they never attempted to contact the parents. They made an example out of them and came and arrested them. And they have the police on there talking about what evil criminals they are. You move into a town, you don't register your children for homeschooling, and the police come. How do they arrest you for not giving your children inoculations when there's no law to take inoculations in any state? New Jersey's trying to pass a law. They use contract fraud. They use color of law. They use racketeering. The school kicks you out for not taking the shots under policy, never telling you there's a waiver by law, and then triggers truancy laws, and that's how they arrest you. Then the media nationwide engages in a hoax. So does Canada and England. They have the same system of fraud. It's all globally standardized. And they tell you it's the law that you've got to have the shots, but then arrest you for the truancy. And the average parent is so unknowledgeable, so jellyfish-like, that they end up going to jail. Ladies and gentlemen, when I saw this news report last night, I became beside myself in anger and rage. I am sick with disgust, and my mind raced last night and this morning with all the different facets and angles of this and how it ties into the naked body scanners and how the body scanners going in nationwide that the UK government admits violates child porn laws are a total act of submission, an act of domination in the religion of tyranny. The government is a cult. It wants to force you to be part of its cult. And I'm going to break this down and explain it today. Then Alan Watts joining us for 2 hours. We're going to have completely open phones in the second hour today on all the news I'm about to cover. We shall return.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make a check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, sixth day of January 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix to break down the conditioning mind control grid will be joining us in the third and fourth hour today. We will also have open phones with our guest. I will have open phones in the next hour. I have developed some ideas for the boycott of the government, of the airlines with their naked body scanners, and what this is really all about, how it is meant to condition us and sell us, to be humiliated, to be a broken nation, to fully submit to their tyranny. Of course, you know about all the countless confirmed reports of TSA groping good-looking women, strip-searching people in public, beating people up, killing people, letting babies that are being flown in inside the United States, inner country, not from outside the country, for emergency heart surgery, dying as the family begs for hour after hour. Just a hellish system is being set up. The economy is being converted to a complete police state grid where the only jobs you'll be able to get out of college or high school are running the grid. More than half of the public is now working for the government or on welfare. The criminal government is now sharpening this mass of people into a weapon to rob those of us that are not dependent parasites. This is social engineering. This is the scientific dictatorship. Now, there's many different facets to the war on individuality, the war on the family, war on self-sufficiency and independence. And there is a massive war being waged against homeschooling in this country. Countless dramas and TV shows and cop shows and newspaper reports in fiction and nonfiction cast homeschoolers as abusing, racist, dumbed-down scum. When all the statistics, all the numbers, the government's own numbers they like to hide, show that the smartest, most intelligent, highest test-scoring people in America are homeschoolers. They win more than 90% of national and international spelling bees. They win the vast majority of geography bees. They win the vast majority of science, open public science fair, county fair, city fair, science fair competitions. They are coveted by corporations. I have homeschoolers in my family, cousins and people, who out of college are snatched up and put in executive grooming positions with Fortune 10 companies. My father was sent by a corporation he was consulting for to the Four Seasons in Austin to hear a top consultant, two consultants, and he openly, 3 years ago, my dad called me from the foyer of the meeting, and he said, I can't believe it. This guy's talking about the New World Order, world government, the social engineering, how the elite by design wanted to dumb everybody down to make them more manageable, but now the elite's job is to actually find homeschoolers and other intelligent people to hire for corporate structures because they know how to critically think because the elite have done too good a job ruining the population. So now the elite are headhunting up and getting all the homeschoolers on their team once they're out of college. And the evidence goes on and on and on. In fact, let's get Charlotte Iserby on next week about this. Charlotte Iserby, number two, Department of Education, head of policy, number two in the entire Department of Education, 1981 to 1985 under Ronald Reagan. Her father, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, powerful, blue blood, East Coast family. She decided to blow the whistle. This was when Reagan was in. And, of course, Reagan was just reading off cue cards and no idea what was going on. She was in meetings, and she published these secret documents where they openly said, we're going to destroy the language where children can't even talk. We're going to break down the family entirely. We are going to program everyone. We're going to have all curriculum done in the next two decades on computers so the government has it in databases. We are going to destroy the family for the New World Order. And she published the book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, the size of a phone book. We sell it at InfoWars.com. And more than half of the giant textbook she wrote is government documents, scans of them. I challenge you to read it and to not throw up. I physically got nauseous last night. I physically had to control myself to not pound holes in the walls at the office this morning. Because at an instinctive, primitive, natural, healthy level, I know what slavery is, and that's what we're going into. Real, hardcore slavery. Social engineering run by Madison Avenue, run by the think tanks, run by the psychiatrists and psychologists. They know what they're doing. The outlandishness of the news now. Every time I watch it, it's put your hat and mittens on. It's going to be cold in Austin like we're children. The state and media is our mommy and daddy, our big daddy. They talk to us like children. Government study shows mercury's actually good for your brain. Oh, lead and poison in toys is good for our economy, MSNBC. I've played these clips. newscast. How could this be allowed to happen? Let's find out how this happened. How these children for 7 years were homeschooled and no one knew. It's like being in kindergarten again when the person tattles. I thought for a minute they were going to say, how on earth did this family get SWAT team, get arrested at their house, their children grabbed, CPS involved? Because at the start of the newscast, he says, how did this happen? We're going to find out. And then they were all freaked out. It's scary. I don't know how for 7 years in a rural area, hard-working family, and then they go on to admit, well, they were actually educated. But see, the state is there. The cult is there. You've got to be part of the cult. You've got to register with the government. You've got to file forms in New York. Now, it's a civil matter. And then if you don't comply, it can become a truancy matter. But they didn't send them a letter. They didn't send them a notice. They made an example of them. I have seen more than 100 reports, guaranteed. I see them every couple weeks for the last 6-7 years. The federal government passes not a law but a regulation if states want. Their Farm Bureau money, their agriculture money, and the government's come in and taken over all the local activist groups and turned them into government bodies and non-governmental organizations. If the states want their money, they've got to put in animal ID, premises ID, and I've read it. For our ranch and farm, we got one. We refused to sign it. And it said, you waive your rights. You are now a steward of the land. The government controls it. That's what the legalese says. And there's $1,000 a day or higher fines if a cow or a chicken dies and you don't tell us. Or if it doesn't have an RFID bracelet on it, costing more than the chicken or what you can sell it for. And there'll be federal and local state inspections. Premises ID, animal ID. Now, there's no law, but then they use color of law regulations. And they did this as a spot test all over the country. They will check and see if the person part of the 4-H club or the ag club at the county fair or city fair, they will check and they will see who didn't sign the animal ID, premises ID. Because you have to have that to then be part of the 4-H club now. There's nothing to do with your home or your farm or your ranch. They just say, oh, it's a policy. Just like it's a policy, you got to take inoculations. And then they fraudulently rig it with the judges. This is on record, to where they give the award to someone that hasn't. They give the first place blue ribbon. It's a stunt. For the hog, or for the cow, or for the sheep, or for the goat, or for the goose, or for the chicken. They give it in one of the categories to someone, and then they put them in handcuffs on the stage. They bring them to the stage. This has been in the news hundreds of times. And they say, oh, we're sorry, you can't win now. And they either put them in handcuffs and say you violated a law, but then let them go. There's no law. Or they make them cry and escort them out with police security off the grounds crying. And everyone says, what happened? What happened? They didn't do the animal ID, premises ID. This is the psych warfare operations in America. So that you will sign on to the Animal ID Premises ID and waive your rights that big agriculture has waivers from. Tyson Chicken gets one RFID for over 10,000 chickens, depending on the type of ID they get. You have to get one $10 to $14 tag per chicken. And the only state to actually pass a law with the feds was Texas. And it goes on and on. Remember the Associated Press out of Michigan? And then it came out in California and then Texas? Where they do unannounced police drills running into elementary schools screaming, we're homeschoolers against public education. We're going to kill you. They take them out in the parking lot and set a bus on fire as the children urinate on themselves. This is hardcore Soviet re-education. That is in the news. And the locals say, well, we were paid in the grant to go off this script. to demonize homeschooling and the Second Amendment. We have a completely criminal psych warfare government. You are under PSYOP attack.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Time, you social engineering criminals, you parasites.
You can run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
I was sent a color scan of the Boston Herald that clearly has U.S. Army searching house to house for a bank robber. Remember my film Road to Tyranny, 2002, we interviewed a retired Marine Corps captain, owns a computer company now in Austin, who ran into a warrantless Army checkpoint in Kyle, south of Austin, got mad about it, and showed me photos, documents, all of it. Now it's declassified since then, of how in the late 1980s, regular Marines were secretly raiding gun owners' homes in Virginia. This has been a long-term secret criminal program, totally illegal, and now they're just doing it out in the open. We are being hit from every side. This government is so stinking and so wicked. It's robbed 28-plus trill since the banker takeover of October 2008, in the last year and a month, year and 3 months. Man, how time flies. We're being raped by government on every side. Read the Declaration of Independence. Look at what the king did, creating swarms of new agencies and sending forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance, like locusts coming down on a wheat field and clearing it in minutes. I saw some statistics last night about TxDOT here in Texas and how they're still going ahead with the North American Union Trans-Texas Corridors. They told the idiot public 10 years ago they were going to build this I-30 loop around Austin to make the trucks go around it. Then they made it a toll road. You drive on it, it's a ghost town. Nobody can pay the $7 to $8 depending on how far you ride on it. I've ridden it a few times. It's literally empty at rush hour. You might see a car every 10 minutes or something. I mean, it's just off the charts insane. Capital Metro, the bus system that 1% of Austin's citizens ride, cost an average of $37. That's in the Statesman today. $37 for a person to ride it. They pay $2 on average. They get $150 million a year to run it in Austin. Guess what the roads in Austin get? $70 million. They get double and $10 million extra. Two times 70 million is 140 mil. They get $150 million, and they're getting ready to raise the sales tax even more in Austin for the stupid buses that nobody rides. The city isn't designed for buses. 1% of the city rides them. And they get $150 million. And I was listening to news stations this morning, flipping through the local news stations, and they were all announcing on the news, good little dutiful servants of the government, simultaneously reading off the scripts the government gives them, the PR scripts they're given, of how great it's going to be that we're going to have extra taxes in Austin for trains that nobody can ride or get to, because the city isn't set up for that. And how, don't worry, the state, who's getting record gas tax money, by the way, and all the federal money, that they are going to tax you by the mile, and you don't even have to have a satellite tracker box in your car. It's going to read your license plate mile to mile and send you a bill. And if you don't pay the bill, they're going to come and arrest you. And they have these radio and TV ads going, Roundup, 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 Texas, Roundup, Austin. You'll be rounded up. So when there's a real Roundup, people are used to hearing the word Roundup. Roundup, over 10% of Texas has warrants out for their arrest. It'll be 50 by the time they're done. And they're going to squeeze and squeeze. They want you to go bankrupt. They want you to lose your kids. When you go bankrupt, CPS is going to come and they're going to take your children. And then they're going to have one-child policy. Then they're going to tell you, we'll let you have your kids back, but sterilize your daughters. That's now being announced in the news. They're now introducing it. And hey, we're going to naked body scan you and your family and record their naked bodies in your face. And hey, we're going to arrest homeschoolers' parents through color of law. I've looked at the New York law and statute. It's a civil penalty. They were supposed to call them, write them. Say, oh, you didn't register as a homeschooler, so we know your kids are... See, that's how... Oh, we got to know if kids are being educated. They come and arrest you as a stunt all over the country, all over Europe, the same social engineering. I'm going to break it down after the break, and Kurt Nemo is going to do an article on this today on the key points I make and the points he adds that I need to get out to everybody because people need to understand the full system. I just saw another article in France. If you shout at your wife or someone on the street, forget racist terms, you will be arrested. France, to criminalize shouting at your wife or husband. Everything is being made illegal. everything to catch us in a net. That's how they enslave you, is they make laws for things that aren't criminal. This is new slavery. The new slavery is here. It's global. It's engineered. Revolt!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We are being baptized into slavery. We are being initiated into total tyranny. A psychiatric / police state grid where if you're seen yelling at your children, they're taken. Not even a law. Not even real courts set up under the eugenics courts. What courts do you think issued orders to have people sterilized in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? Over 500,000 women in the U.S. The eugenics courts. You know them as the family courts. You know them as that system where the judge and the CPS, no jury, to protect the children, there's no jury. Can't trust the citizens. They say we decide yelling at your children. Now, yelling at your wife. London Telegraph, France to criminalize shouting at your wife. Married couples could be arrested and charged for insulting each other under new law in France banning psychological violence. But if police dogs want to bite old ladies coming out of a shopping mall with bags in their hands and hit crowds with sound cannons, that's okay. The violence intensifies on television, the murder, the tyranny, the corruption, the images, the dehumanization. But then if a child in art class is asked to draw a picture of their parents, they draw a picture of their father who's a police officer with a gun, the child is arrested and put under psychiatric care. That's in the news every week. Again, they put out these messages And then when people buy into it, oh, you can play video games where you're slaughtering and killing and butchering people, where you run false flag attacks. Like the new number one video game on store shelves. That's all okay. You can love Jack Bauer on TV when he tortures someone's child to get answers and stops L.A. from being nuked. You can love the Army's report where they admit they rape children in front of their parents in camps all over the world. That's good. They can body scan your little children and your wife and save their naked images and use the biometric body scan however they want. That's good. But don't you raise your voice. I told you, everything going on in the public schools is what is being rolled out worldwide for adults. More than 15 years ago, the federal government began in grants and studies and training to tell schools to ban. And the insurance companies that gave them insurance said, ban running, ban dodgeball, ban catch, ban tag, ban you're it, ban talking, ban hugging, ban shaking hands, ban everything. Put them on Prozac. Put them on Ritalin. But you don't want to put your children in the government training camps. You don't want them to be taught all these bizarre sexual practices at age 7. You don't want them to be questioned about what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet. Do mommy and daddy raise their voice? You don't want them to be shown cartoons that show polar bears and penguins drowning and to come home with little mock ticket books writing you tickets, mock tickets for the offenses of taking a hot bath or leaving the sink water on while you brush your teeth. That's in the news every day, the media praising children all over the U.S., coming home with federally written programs to tattle, and they're training to be the spies. I told you 6 years ago the feds had taken over the Boy Scouts with the Explorer Scouts for training them for gun confiscation and part of AmeriCorps, SecureCorps. Told you that 8 years ago, actually. Was first in the Philadelphia Daily News. How great it was. Then the New York Times shows Explorer Scouts training with guns, and it showed photos, scores of color photos of the dead U.S. veterans who refused to turn their guns in. They put it in the newspaper. It's hellish in your face. They're going for broke. They're dropping the bomb on us right now. They're moving in right now. And then the L.A. Times reports 2 weeks ago, oh, the L.A. Police Department, other departments around the country, they're running with the Pentagon. Public schools will now be Pentagon centers run by the Army and police. And we want the troubled youth, yes, the thugs. That's what the Nazis did and the Soviets and the Maoists did. And it says, oh, the police departments are taking over the Boy Scouts. They no longer will even run it. The police departments will openly run these divisions with children training as literal Hitler Jugend. And so you don't want to put your children in school. Folks, if I knew what I knew now, and of course I wouldn't have been in public school. I went to public school. I went to public school in kindergarten in the first grade in a bad part of Dallas. Then, I remember them bringing in the fluoride pills we all had to eat. I remember getting a huge headache and throwing up every time they did it, every month. It wasn't placebo. It wasn't psychosomatic. I thought it was candy. I wanted it. I remember getting sick with those red pills, a dose that they admit is incredibly toxic, thousands of times what's in a pitcher of water. And then I remember my parents putting me in a Christian school until the sixth grade, and they put me back in public school. And I got off that school bus, and I walked into that public school, and kids with mustaches in the sixth grade, kids who were 13, 14 years old, who'd flunked 4 or 5 times, began beating me up, and the teachers wouldn't do anything. And sure, it made me tough. And I remember the vicious social behavior and the kids competing for the shoes and clothes they wore and the vicious social engineering. And it's a lot worse now. You know that, hundreds of times worse conservatively. And I remember I didn't use drugs. And I remember in the eighth grade in the football field house over and over and over and over and over again. It turned out this football player's brother in high school had been caught with drugs. And so they told him, go get us a bunch of people, rat out a bunch of people, and we'll let you off. And they even got his little brother in a separate school to go around and beg everyone to bring him marijuana, to sell him marijuana. And then months later, they had a big bust, and it turned out several kids had gone to their big brothers and said, please, my buddy, the cool kid on the football team. It was the cool kid. See how they know how to prey on everybody? They got the cool, one of the cool kids on the football team, to go around to all the kids that wanted to be cool, and he took him months to get them to bring him small amounts of marijuana. That's your stinking degenerate government, while the Pentagon openly runs the opium out of Afghanistan. Openly ships the cocaine in the 1980s when I was in school. It's a predator, criminal government. Most of them know full well what they are doing. Now, if someone gets caught with an aspirin, they get charged with felonies in schools. If someone doesn't put their Ritalin in a proper container, they get charged with felonies. They push the drugs, illegal and legal, on you, and then when they catch you with them, I see reports every couple of days of old ladies pulled over. And the cops in these predatory towns all over the country, New Jersey, Texas, are some of the ones that pop up the most, Michigan, California, with these predatory small towns, models, just microcosms of the towns above them, and the states, and the corruption that runs rampant above them. They will pull over old ladies and say, you have any medication, ma'am? They'll say, I sure do, sonny. And old ladies like to put their little pills, their heart medication, and if any of it's prescription, they don't care. They go to jail and they take their car and take their money because you had drugs. Doesn't matter if you had a prescription at home. The letter of the law, we're going to throw the book at you, you old lady. They are passing regulations and laws that are completely unconstitutional and preying on everyone. And all over Austin, and I've seen other cities similar, they have these magazines and newspapers called Busted. And they put all the people's mugshots, and everybody buys them. And it's become a gladiatorial sport, an enjoyment to see all the poor people that have been arrested and picked up. And you read in there, all the families arrested because a neighbor saw them spank their child. Your kids are in the backyard, your 10-year-old slugs their 4-year-old brother in the face. You come out and you spank him, the neighbor's looking out their window. They call the police. It's not illegal under the law, but the CPS is above the law. They decide it's abuse, and then that's illegal. It's all color of law, and then your child, that very night, your children are in there in the CPS rape rooms. I see reports every day without looking of CPS caught running child porn rings and child rape rings. You see CPS on the news, always big Nelly pedophiles. Always sicko women that like little girls. Just running everything, doing whatever they want, getting away with everything, raping everyone, enjoying themselves. A huge hell house of torture and pain and misery. Just having their way and just spreading like a cancer, metastasizing all over the body. The country collapsing financially. The GDP shrinking. The joblessness exploding. Everything a lie. 22% real unemployment, unemployment by all the real indexes. The government says 10.2. Everything's a lie. The money's a lie. No silver, no copper in it now. Just like Mexico 20 years ago took all the real metal out of their money. We're just like Mexico now. We're just like North Korea. We're just like Mexico. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. There's no doubt this is a virulent, aggressive, predatory power cult. And all the criminals, all the control freaks, all the pedophiles, all the sickos, all the bullies, all the tyrants, all the power-tripping people, who's a hiring? The local government, the state government, the federal, the international. It's exploding, growing, tripled under Bush, quadrupled in the first year, less than the first year of Obama, the first 8 months. just growing like cancer in every organ, cancer all over your skin, cancer in your brain, and they're just cramming more tumors in as fast as they can, laughing and smiling and giggling and licking their filthy, degenerate, scum-filled, maggot-head lips. And it hit me this morning. It hit me as I was charging down that treadmill jogging. It hit me that I knew this was a cult. I knew the government, the New World Order, was a cult system. But I didn't consciously get it. They don't want you outside of their government training centers where your children are trained to be prisoners. And I want Kurt and Emma, I want you to find those Michigan articles where they did drills, where they didn't tell the kids they were attacked. They've done them all over the country where they come in and announce, we're going to kill you, we're homeschoolers, and blow up a bus in the parking lot, and everybody starts crying. I interviewed families involved. I want to add that. The famous Minnesota case where we interviewed the lady, where they came into the portable buildings, the SWAT team, and said, we're going to kill you. Went on for an hour. This is, they're setting the precedent to march in unannounced and say, we're going to kill you just to test their drills and to get away with that psychological hardcore abuse. To take you into body scanners and scan you and save your naked image of you and your children and your family and let everybody know they're doing it and they don't care what you do. And letting you know, hey, the banks took $28 trillion the last year. They're going to take even more. And to have the head of the Treasury and the head of the private Federal Reserve get up before Congress, the House and Senate, over and over and over again and say, we're not going to tell you where the money is. We run this country now. We're going to take it and you're going to like it. And we're going to put you in prison if you don't buy health care that you can't afford. And then if you can't afford it, we're going to say you're destitute and the CPS is going to come take your kids. That's what's going on. It's a cult. They want you in their public schools. They want you in their corporate system. If they can't get you on welfare or get you in the criminal justice system, they've passed a million laws. There's over a million in this country. You know that? All the state laws and the rest of it. Over a million. What is there, 400 and something thousand federal laws and regulations? Ignorance of that's no excuse. They're all color of law and enforceable garbage. And they come in, they say, you're going to put your children in our schools. All over the nation, state courts in California and others are ruling, we own your children. Actually says the state is the guardian. The state runs the children. We allow parents to raise them. And they're waging war and demonizing homeschoolers all over TV, all over the media, implying they're pedophiles, implying they're criminals, implying they're abusers, implying they dumb their kids down, when it's the opposite compared to the rest of the government, the state, and the media. They're the best group out there in every statistic. And how dare a family move to New York, move to that town, how dare a family move there, think they're in a free country, think they can raise their children, they put their mugshots all over television, and then the police come and arrest them. The school didn't send a letter, they came and arrested them. How dare you think you are going to raise your children? How dare you not be our slaves? That's what this is. This is slavery. The federal government, in its own documents, states that they are going to use the schools to take over the community and the society. And that's where they train your children how to be prisoners, how to thumb scan to get their food. Remember 10 years ago, people got mad at kids at school lunches having a thumbprint. People knew it was Big Brother. Now it's full body scans. Now it's warrantless blood sampling on the sides of the highways nationwide. Now it's troops openly on the streets. And you know what comes next? The arrest. The arrest for your political views. And every few days I see articles where a neighbor sees an old man, it's almost always in his garage, working on guns at his bench before he goes hunting or shooting. And the neighbor gets scared and calls the police. The police go, yeah, he had 11 guns and 2,000 rounds of ammo. That's nothing. It's an arsenal. And then I go look up the state law in Vermont or Massachusetts or Texas or California when I see these newscasts. And to my horror, I already knew what I was going to find. There was no law. They're arresting people when there's not even a law. They're predators. They want your guns. They're criminal. They're rogue. They're outrageously filthy. CBS News 6. Parents arrested for failing to register homeschool kids. A Montgomery County couple has been arrested on child endangerment charges for failing to register their children with the school district as they were homeschooled, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday. Richard Cressy, 47, and Margie Cressy, 41, both of the town of Glenn, never registered their four children or their homeschooling curriculum with the local school district and the sheriff's office. The superintendent of the Fonda Fulton Central School District confirmed that the four children, ranging in age from 8 to 14, had not been registered with the school district for the last 7 years. The Crassies were issued appearance tickets to appear in the town of Glenn Court at a later date. The case was turned over to the Montgomery County Child District Attorney and Child Protective Services. So they were arrested and then issued with summons. Arrested! And they do this on everything with color of law. There's no law you got to take vaccines. They still arrest you. There's no law you got to register your kids for homeschooling. It's all color of law. They still arrest you. And think of all the other instances they do this. When we come back, I'm going to play this clip and break it down. Notice how the news report is, oh, how did this happen? We're going to investigate. It's so horrible. There were wild humans living off the government cult. Not living in the government cult compound. It's a predatory parasite cult that doesn't want wild humans, like wild cows, living outside the fences. You, the law-abiding, are the target of the parasites. They are criminals.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Well, what do you think of this? The parents of four Montgomery County children under arrest for failing to register their homeschooled children
with
the school district 7 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
How is this allowed to happen? Who should be held accountable? Fact Finder Marcy
held
Mattel
accountable.
Went and got some answers.
Throw them to the wolves.
Is it fair to say that these four children fell through the cracks?
Well, from what I can gather, it sounds like there was education going on, so I don't know if they really slipped through the cracks. They didn't fulfill their legal responsibilities to file with the school district.
To the filthy state. Hit pause.
Dr. Richard Hoffman.
That's taken over our society. Just 50, 60 years ago, it was, oh, we invite your children to come to school. We invite them. We built this country without these parasites. You know, the socialists and social engineers and robber barons over 100 years ago publicly said they were going to take over America through public education. You know that. You know that's on record. And now we've gotten to the point of, we're going to naked body scan you, we're going to thumbprint you to get school lunches, we're going to control your life, you're not allowed to pay with cash, we're going to have you write dossiers and report on your parents, we're going to train your kids to take on gun owners. This guy needs to be sued. They all need to be sued. For unlawful arrest, for abuse, for... It just goes on and on. These people make me so sick. And the media, all these idiots that work for the media, they just love the system. Continue with it.
Superintendent of Fonda Fultonville Schools didn't become aware until mid-December that four children ages 8 to 14 who lived in the town of Glen for 7 years were never registered with the district, but were being homeschooled by their parents, Richard and Margie Cressy.
How did you not know that these four kids were not being educated or schooled?
Well, school districts as a rule do not have detectives out to see who is and who isn't. We count on parents to follow the law, which is that all students...
There's the message. We need to go out and do home inspections, which is now starting. They fool all these women and men. Oh, put your kids in Head Start. It's free education. Then you get 3 CPS visits a year. By the way, all over the state of New York, they're calling for martial law in Schenectady and other cities. Oh, we want army here. Oh, look, the army's here. Oh, they'll do door-to-door. And I have that in the Boston Herald yesterday. Oh, look, the army's going door-to-door. How nice of them. Oh, it's freedom. Continue.
Between the ages of 6 and 16 need to be educated.
The Cressys were arrested on charges of child endangerment. Police began investigating after an anonymous...
Child endangerment. See, they don't have anything they can charge him with for not filing the policy. So, child endangerment. I've got the law. There's nothing about child endangerment in here. See, when they arrest you for not inoculating, they don't arrest you for that because there's no law. It's the same thing. It's unbelievable. They're hunting us. They're hunting, like Planet of the Apes, wild humans that aren't living in their slave pit. Continue.
Tip. Under state law, a superintendent must approve a homeschooling curriculum, but according to investigators, the Cressys never submitted one in the 7 years they lived in the district.
Oh my, they didn't submit it.
Who should be held accountable here?
Well, the parents. It's not the school's fault. The schools are doing the right thing.
And pause.
Trying to get...
So see, this whole article, this whole piece is about how, the government's not doing enough. They've got to track down more of these people that want to live free. And the cops are up there. Oh, this is very serious. These parents are very bad. We keep counting on the parents to do the right thing. Let me tell them something, though. Since last night when I saw this article in the comments on the CBS News page, even before we linked to it and all our listeners went on there, it said, this is martial law. This is Nazi Germany. This story is baloney. These parents should not have been arrested for this. There's no abuse here. I'm sick and tired of our freedoms being stripped. And it goes on and on and on. Every single commenter I see on here sees right through you. So keep shoveling your cult garbage. We don't want to be part of your parasite cult. You've already ruined and deindustrialized America. You spike our water with over 150 deadly chemicals known to sterilize and brain damage. But that isn't enough. We've got to give our children to you. Just like in Egypt and Rome, the government wants your children. It's called slavery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.